I just want to be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship from afar. Draw me near to where you are. I just want to be where you are,
in your dwelling place.
In your dwelling place forever. Take me to the place where you are, 'cause I just want to be with you. I want to be where you are, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, and surrounded by your glory. In your presence, that's where I always want to be. I just want to be, I just want to be with you. I just want to be where you are,
dwelling daily
in your presence. I don't want to worship from afar.
Draw
me near to where you are. Oh my God, you are my strength and my song. And when I'm in your presence, though I'm weak, you're always strong. And I just want to be where you are.
In your dwelling place.
In your dwelling place forever. Take me to the place where you are. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. I just want to be. I just want to be with you.
God said he will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth through all the earth. Today, everywhere you turn, there is a new song, a new spirit of worship, a new sound of rejoicing. Something significant is happening. God himself is doing a new thing among us, and the Holy Spirit is resurrecting living worship among his people, paving the way for the King to visit us in ways we've not known before. And just as we've sung, we want to be where you are. He wants to be where we are, in our towns, our churches, our homes, and in our hearts. I really believe God arranged for us to gather tonight because he wants to demonstrate his grace and glory. And as deserving as he is of our worship, and as much as he delights in our praises, he didn't design this practice for his benefit. Worship is for our sake, because worship is the atmosphere which welcomes his presence and gives place to his mighty works. So friends, this meeting is his idea. He brought us together tonight to move among us. God with us.
Thank you.
Aren't you thankful God is with us? He's here. He's with us right now. If some of you may be going through circumstances that make it difficult to believe that He is. Throughout God's Word, the invitation is clear. Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But many of us feel unworthy and unready to respond to His invitation because of guilt. We focus on our weaknesses rather than on His great mercy. The blood of Jesus has made it possible for you and for me to come boldly to the throne of grace tonight, to receive mercy and grace to help in time of trouble. So let's respond to His invitation right now and enter in. Weary sheep, we seek a fountain. Like lost children, we seek a home. There is a longing for the presence of the one who made us for himself. So call with me now. Lord, it's you we need. It's you we want. And we long to be in your presence once again. You see, God inhabits our praises. So he's here to meet every need you have, according to his riches and glory, by Christ Jesus. So rest in him and let him work on your behalf.
Thank you. take courage. Do not fear or be dismayed. For the Lord will go before you, and His light will show.
Lord, we thank you that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. When we are weak, you are strong, and you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ever ask or think. You are El Shaddai, our fully dependable provider, so great and so faithful.
Changes nothing. springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. Join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love.
I am for sin.
Cast all your care on Him, because He cares for you. This is more than a promise. It's a command. So be at rest, child of God. You've placed your burden at His feet, your request in His hands, and your faith in His word. So let's rest in His promise tonight and worship Him together in spirit and in truth, offering Him sincere praise as we bless His holy name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Let's sing it together.
Blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name.
you believe it tonight? I said, do you believe it tonight?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. You know, hallelujah. Jesus is alive. Do you believe that, choir? In our joy, as we worship right now, gathered under His grace and surrounded by high praise, is not an escape from reality. And with all the power inherent in His presence, it's still a fact that all of us face tough times. Times a lot different than these moments of celebration. But you know something? Tough times don't diminish the reality of His presence. Darkness will fall, clouds do gather, and shadows may come. But our faith and our confidence in Him need never be shaken. And when we face difficult times and trials, He will be with us to make a way. Let's sing it together.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way.
I remember receiving a telephone call from my mother-in-law late one night, and she informed me that my wife, sister, and husband had been involved in a tragic car accident. They had been on a way to a ski vacation in Colorado when their van was broadsided by an 18-wheeler. At that time, four young boys in the van, and Jeremy, the oldest, who was soon to be nine at the time, was killed instantly. The other three were all seriously injured. And I remember feeling so helpless when I heard the news that night, not knowing what to say to Susan and Craig. They're here tonight, by the way, sitting right down in the second row with Jason, Joel, and John Mark. And I felt like I didn't want to say something religious to Craig, because he knew all the scriptures, the Bible teacher in his church. And I had to get on the airplane the next day and fly to another city. And as I was sitting on the airplane, I remember reading from Isaiah 43, how the Lord will make a roadway in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And God gave me the words to this song. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. That's what I really wanted to say to Susan and Craig. God's working in ways you can't see. I wanted to give them a hope in a hopeless situation. He's working in ways you can't see. And you may be here tonight. You may or may not have gone through a situation like Susan and Craig. But you feel that God has forgotten you. I want to tell you something, that God has inscribed you in the palm of His hand. And He is able to make a way tonight where there seems to be no way. Would you sing it with me one more time? God will make a way where there seems to be no way.
God will make a way.
love and strength.
With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way.
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Isaiah 43:2. In 1989, our lives were changed forever when our long-awaited son, Marshall, was born 7 weeks premature. For months, we struggled with the wires and beeping of a heart monitor, while I became more and more convinced that our son was not developing normally. Although many people tried to assure me that I was being an over-anxious mother, we soon found ourselves in the offices of various doctors and specialists. And yet, through all this, we can look back and see God's hand upon us, leading us and working on that eternal part of our being that is more important to Him than even our temporary earthly circumstances. He has made a way for us through His peaceful, comforting voice in the two quiet nights when the whys and the what-ifs creep into our thoughts. He's made a way through the help and the gifts and the tears and the prayers of the members of the body of Christ. A year and a half ago, doctors informed us that Marshall's progress looked too good to be the suspected metabolic disorder. A second MRI revealed cerebral palsy, which is damage to the brain, resulting in abnormal muscle tone and control. Although Marshall's progress in motor skills may seem slow and his delays very pronounced, small miracles continually remind us of God's hand at work. Therapists have told us they never thought he would walk with a walker, nor speak as clearly as he does. And last January, our most fervent prayer was answered when we saw Marshall give his heart to Jesus. It would be impossible to describe all the changes and the good that God has brought to myself, Kurt, Macy, and others through Marshall. Only if you have lived through an experience in which you have allowed God to change you for the better can you understand when I say to you that we would not go back to what we were before for 100 trouble-free lives. We know that God is in control of our everyday experiences. He wants so much more for us than that which a carefree existence can produce. We have learned that we are God's servants. He is not ours. And we now know that we can stand and say with the three Hebrew children who were faced with a fiery furnace, if we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it. But if not, still we will bow down to no other God. God will make a way.
Heaven.
Jesus. Make a way where there seems to be no way. God has promised He will never leave us nor forsake us. And in Christ, He has revealed His faithfulness to us from the beginning of time.
In Genesis, Jesus is the ram at Abraham's altar. In Exodus, He's the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, He's the high priest. In Numbers, He's the cloud by day and pillar of fire by night. In Deuteronomy, He's the city of our refuge. In Joshua, He's the scarlet thread out Rahab's window. In Judges, He is our judge. In Ruth, He is our kinsman redeemer. In 1 and 2 Samuel, He's our trusted prophet. And in Kings and Chronicles, He's our reigning king. In Ezra, He's our faithful scribe. In Nehemiah, He's the rebuilder of everything that is broken. And in Esther, He's the Mordecai sitting faithful at the gate. In Job, He's our Redeemer, whoever liveth. In Psalms, He is my shepherd, and I shall not want. In Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, He's our wisdom. And in the Song of Solomon, He's the beautiful bridegroom. In Isaiah, He's the suffering servant. In Jeremiah and Lamentations, it is Jesus that is the weeping prophet. In Ezekiel, He's the wonderful four-faced man. And in Daniel, He's the fourth man in the midst of a fiery furnace. In Hosea, He is my love that is forever faithful. In Joel, He baptizes us with the Holy Spirit. In Amos, He's our burden bearer. In Obadiah, our Savior. And in Jonah, He's the great foreign missionary that takes the word of God into all the world. You go on, and you see in Micah, He's the messenger with beautiful feet. In Nahum, He is the avenger. In Habakkuk, He's the watchman that is ever praying for revival. In Zephaniah, He's the Lord, mighty to save. In Haggai, He's the restorer of our lost heritage. In Zechariah, He is our fountain. And in Malachi, He's the Son of Righteousness with healing in His wings. In Matthew, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. In Mark, He's the miracle worker. In Luke, He's the Son of Man. And in John, He's the door by which every one of us must enter. In Acts, He's the shining light that appears to Saul on the road to Damascus. In Romans, He is our justifier. In 1 Corinthians, our resurrection. In 2 Corinthians, our sin bearer. In Galatians, He redeems us from the law. In Ephesians, He is our unsearchable riches. In Philippians, He supplies our every need. And in Colossians, He's the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In 1 and 2 Thessalonians, He's our soon coming King. In 1 and 2 Timothy, He's the mediator between God and man. In Titus, He's our blessed hope. In Philemon, He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And in Hebrews, He's the blood of the everlasting covenant. In James, it's the Lord that heals the sick. In 1 and 2 Peter, He's the chief shepherd. In 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, it is Jesus who has the tenderness of love. In Jude, He's the Lord coming with 10,000 saints. And in Revelation, lift up your eyes, church, for your redemption draweth nigh. He is King of kings and Lord of lords.
Worthy of glory and worthy of honor.
Tonight, we have entered his gates with thanksgiving. We've entered his courts with praise. And we've seen through his word that God has always made a way for us. He is the God of the past. He is the God of the present. And he is the God of the future. Nothing takes him by surprise. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And he's been here with us tonight, hasn't he? Hallelujah. Let's lift our voices and give him thanks for being with us tonight.
Give thanks with a great.
Thank you.
bless you tonight, Lord. We applaud you, your majesty. Hallelujah.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to His side.
Love and strength.
With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way.
I'm going to ask Maurice Sklar to come on up here. Why don't you come right up here so we can... I want him to just minister for a moment on the violin. Just let God bring healing and encouragement to you. Let's sing, God Will Make a Way.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence with us. We We say there is none like you, Lord. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords. And you're living among us tonight. Hallelujah. Hasn't this been a wonderful evening? Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, it has. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Just before we leave, I wanted to make sure that we thank. There's so many people to thank, I can't begin to name everybody, but I will try to name a few. Tom Hartley and the orchestra. Larry Dalton. The choir. Guys are great. The praise team right here. All the people who did the banners, wherever you are, whoever you are, thank you. Lovely. Just beautiful. Mark Jones, who thought this up. Stand up, Mark. There he is. And to all the technical assistants here at the Mabee Center, for the guys that have worked very, very hard to make this event happen tonight, Phil Cook directing all the audio, and Steve Merkel, wherever he is. Just about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we decided to videotape this thing, and, well, let's just do a big thing here. So wherever you are, Steve Merkel, for producing this event, thank you very much. Okay, and we're going to end with one last... do you think you want to... Can you sing Celebrate Medley one more time? That's what we're going to say. Go ahead and stand up, and then we'll dismiss right after this.
Celebrate, celebrate Jesus, celebrate. He is risen.
Well, it's a shame we have to end this tonight. Choir, 24 churches. I'm sure there are more than 24 churches trying to do this tonight, but thank you, wherever you are, to Churches of Tulsa and your choirs. Just magnificent. Thank you so much. God bless you very much. Don't forget. Did I forget anything? No. I forgot to say goodnight, right? On your way out tonight, I believe right out these doors here, there are tapes, a lot of Integrity Music tapes available. God With Us is available. And Larry Dalton's albums are available. So make sure you pick those up. And we'd love to see you go to Israel with us, by the way. That's going to be a great trip. 10 days worshiping up to Zion. So we'll see you there. That's March 10th to 20th or something like that. God bless you very much. Thank you again. Choir, thanks. Great job, guys.